Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zohar Bavli, Daf Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. Elu hen Eideim shel Akum. The following are the festivals, Eideim, of the idolaters. Kalamdas, the Saturnalia, Kaltusim, V'yom Genusia, shel Malachim, V'yom Haleida, V'yom Amisa. Divrei Rabbi Meir says they are Kalamdas, Saturnalia, Kaltusim, the coronation day, the birthday, and the day of death of kings. Chacham say any death of such an important person that involves burning his clothes and possessions is considered a festival of idolatry. If it does not involve that, then it's not idolatry. Rav Amar Eideim. Rav says that the text should read the word Eideim starting with the letter Ayin. Rav Shmuel Amar Eideim, the text should read Eideim but with the letter Aleph at the beginning of the word. Mandama Eideihem Veideihem Hema. The Rav brings proof from the Pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Mem Dalad in Pasuk Tes, and they, the idols, are their witnesses, and it's spelled with the letter Ayin. Mandama Eideihem Kikav Yom Eidam. The Shmuel brought a proof from the Pasuk in Dvarim in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Lamed Hei, for the appointed day of their reckoning is near, and that's spelt with an Aleph. And now another example. Rav Amar Ma'avrin Ushmuel Amar Ma'avrin. Rav says a text that discusses extending the Tchum of a city should read Ma'avrin, they extend with the letter Ayin, and Shmuel says Ma'avrin, they extend, is with the letter Aleph. Mandam Ma'avrin, Moisifin La Eva. Rav said that the root of the word is the word Eva, limb, as they add a limb to the city. Mandam Ma'avrin, with an Ayin, is Ke'isha Mubara. Shmuel says that the root is the word Uba, which is a fetus, because they extend the city like a pregnant woman. Rav Amar Ya'oisa, Shmuel Ya'oisi. Rav said, and here's another example, in the Mishnah, in the 8th Perek of Brachos, it says that one may not make a blessing on the flame after Shabbos until she'usu la'oyroi, spelt with the letter Aleph, meaning until they benefit from its light. And Shmuel said that word, she'usu, is spelt with the letter Ayin. Manda ama ye'usu, ach bazois nois lachem. Rav brought a proof to this from the Pasuk in Bereshis and Perek Lamadala, Pasuk Tesvav. Only on this condition will we agree nois with you, so that we can benefit from you. Manda ama yeusu ladas laus esyaf davar. Shmuel brought a proof from another pasuk that he was correct from Yeshayo in Perek Nun pasuk Dalad to understand the needs of the times, which is laus, in giving over matters to those who thirst. Rav ama kalandas adam arishoin hiskinu kevin dechama lele arich ama ila li shama shekasa boy hu yeshufach roish vata shivene akev shema yavoy lenashcheni. Rav says that Kalamdas was originally established by Adam HaRishon when he saw that the nights were getting longer and the days were getting shorter in the fall and winter days. He said to himself, woe is to me, as perhaps the one about which is written in Bereshis in Perek Gimel Pasuk Tesvav, that he says he will pound your head and you will bite his heel, the snake might come and bite me, and when it's dark. And he said the verse in Tehillim in Perek Kuf Lamentes in Pasuk Yud Aleph, I said, darkness will darken me. Kim dechama yemama arech amakalamdis kalondiy. When the days began to become longer, he said, this freedom, kalamdis, is from Hashem. V'isa kamanda ama b'tishrei nivra ha'olam, v'on kamanda ama v'nissa nivra ha'olam yadahava. The question is, though, this statement of Rav follows the opinion that the world was created in Tishrei. But according to the opinion that it was created in Nisan, which was not the beginning of the fall, then he would have already seen the pattern of the variable length of the days beforehand. Amar Yosi b'Rabun, man sava b'Rosh Hashanah nivra olam, Rav detani b'tikiyasa debei Rav, zeh ayom tcheth ma'asecha, zichron liyom rishon v'chulei, havi Rosh Hashanah nivra olam. Rav Yosi b'Rabun said that Rav is of the opinion that he was created on Rosh Hashanah, because Rav included in the text of the Musaf prayer Rosh Hashanah, this is the day of the beginning of your actions or remembrance of the first day, which shows that on Rosh Hashanah the world was created, which is in Tishrei. Rabbi Yochanan loy amakein ela malchus mitzrayim malchus roimi hayu oisim milchama elu im elu amu ad masai anu hogen befulmus ze im ze bo benaskin shekol malchus shetama lesa tzva shela po alcher bacha v'yishmala titfoyt amalchus tchila de mitzrayim lo shama loin. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Rav about the source of Kalandas, and he said the source comes from the Romans. Once the kingdoms of Egypt and Rome were at war with each other, they said, how much longer will we be killing each other's soldiers? Let's decide that each should tell the head of our army to kill himself, and if either is prepared to do this, it will show that his kingdom is worthy of ruling. The head of the army of Egypt did not go through with it. Duraimi Havataman, Chad Geva, Sav Vahavashmaya, Univaith Vahavalu Tresai Bane Amule Shamalan Vano Oisim Banecha Duchsin Bipauchin Vistar Telitin Vishamalan Begain Kane Savchin Le Kalandus Univus Minyoma the Vasre Miss Abdinalav Milani Imu. The head of the Roman army was an old man called Univus, and he had 12 sons. The governors told Univus to kill himself, and if he does so, they would appoint his sons as ministers on various levels. He agreed, and as a result, people cried out in joy, Calandus Univus, and after he died, they marked that day as a day of mourning over his death, and it was called Milani Imura, the Black Day. Amavudun and Tudraya Mandazar Tlufchin Bahuyoma Lemitzlachin. Rabbiudin Atundraya said, people would say, whoever plants lentils on that day of mourning will not be successful. Rav Amar Calandus Asur Lakot. Rav says, on Calandus, it's permitted to do business with idolaters in all places that are under Roman rule. Rav Yochan Amar Ein Asur El Lepalchin Ba. Rav Yochan says, no, it's only prohibited with Romans who serve idols on that day, but with people who are merely under Roman rule, it's not prohibited. Saturnalia Asur Lakot. Saturnalia is prohibited to everyone. Rav Yochan Amar Ben Calandus Ben Saturnalia Ein Asur El Lepalchin Ba. Rav Yochan says, no, both for Calandus and for Saturnalia, it's only prohibited to do business with those who actually serve on it. Chavaya by Nashe de Palchin Kapalchin. The Chavaya, the people of the Beit Medrash, wanted to say that the wives of the idolaters are also prohibited to do business with them, even if they personally do not serve the idol on that day, if they are a different custom that they followed in their fathers' houses. We have all by Vahadar, Taxis, de Kisrin, Mekemen de Sugeya, Shemain, Kapalchinhi, Hadar, Taxis, de Dukin, Sricha. Rabbi Abo wanted to say that concerning the festival of idolatry that they celebrate in Kisrin, that since the Samaritans, the people of the Shomron, stooped so far as to even serve other idols, they are considered to serve that idol and we may not do business with them on that day. Rabbi Bebai, Shalchi, Rabbi Zeira, Diazvunle, Azil, Katan, Misatonelia, Debaishan, Asa Gabi Rabbi Yosi, Sava de Moile, Kahado, Rabbi Yochanan, Shai, Vahirile, Kahado, Rabbi Shoben Levi, Asa. Rabbi Zeira sent Rabbi Bebai to buy for him some small yarn from the marketplace of Saturnalia celebration of Baishan. The people there only celebrated that festival because of the rule of the Romans, but didn't actually believe in it themselves. Rabbi Bebai came in front of Rabbi Yosi. He thought that Rabbi Yosi would rule leniently like Rabbi Yochanan, but he ruled stringently like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Amar Calandus Lifnei Tekufa Shmoina Yomim Saturnalia La'achat Tekufa Ches Yomim. Rav says that Calandus continues for 8 days before the Tekufa of Tevis. Tekufas Tevis, which is the winter solstice, occurs on the 6th or 7th of January, according to their counting, and Saturnalia continues for 8 days after it. Amar Yochanan, Trupikoi Roisha Shal Tekuv. Rabbi Yochanan says that the day that Tekuvah's Tevis begins is called Trupiko, which is in Greek. Rabbi B'Shem Rav, Shloisha Zmanim B'Bavel, Shloisha Zmanim B'Bandai, Shloisha Zmanim. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rav, says that these three festivals listed in our Mishnah are the festivals of the Romans, but in Bavel and Mandai there are different festivals at different times. B'Bavel, Meruai V'Chinuni Van Vasa, Shoisha Bamadai, Nusradi, Vatirais Tireski, Umihir Kana. In Bava there are Mahori, Kununi, and Banvasa, and in Madai there are Nusardi, Tireski, and Mihir Kana. Ravuna Bashem Rav Nachman Bayakov, Norus, Babes Ba'ada, Bafas Ba'esim Ba'ada, Bamadai. Ravuna, quoting Rav Nachman Bayakov, said in Persia, the 2nd of Adar is the festival of the new year, and in Madai the new year is on the 20th of Adar. Saturnalia, Sana, Temuna, Soine, Noikem, Benoito, Heich Madad, Amma, Vyistem, Esav, Esyakov. Saturnalia, which is the day on which they worship the planet Saturn, believing it's designated for revenge and bloodshed, expressing the hatred of Esav towards Yaakov. The rabbis expanded the name Sator, which means Sina, Tenuma, hidden hatred. And Nalia is Noikem, Benoito, takes revenge and bears grudge, as the Pasuk says in Bereshis Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Mem Aleph, and Esav hated Yaakov, that he kept hatred in his heart. Amar Yitzchak Ben Lazar, Beroimi Savchin Le Saturaya de Esav. Yitzchak Ben Lazar says that until today in Rome they call the festival Saturnalia the hatred of Esav. The Kaltusim Yom Shetafsa by Romi Malchus. The above in the Mishnah said, we said that the one of the festivals was called Kaltusim. What's that? It's the day that the Romans took control. V'loi Kavatani. So the question is, doesn't the Mishnah really teach the case of the coronation day? And Rabbi Yosi Ben-Bun, Pam Shnia. Rabbi Yosi Ben-Bun says this refers to when they regained their kingdom after it fell. And Rabbi Levi, Yom Shenishchaten, Shloimai, Levaspawai, Melech Mitzrayim, Yored Michal, V'Naretz Kana, V'Yam, V'Hele, shall atut v'nase chayrish godol v'zehu krach godol shebereimi. The day on which Shlomo married the daughter of Parai, the king of Egypt, then the angel Michal descended and inserted a cane into the sea, from which sediment came up, and it became a forest upon which this great city of Rome was built. Yem shehemed yeravam shnei eglei zav bo remeth v'remilus v'banu shnei tzarifim b'remi. On the day that Yeravam set up the two golden calves, Romulus and Remilus came and built two huts in Rome. Yem shenistalek boy Elio humed melech b'remi v'melech in be'edoim netzav melech. On the day that Elio left this world, the king was crowned in Rome, because the pasuk says in Melachim Aleph in Perichov Gimel pasuk Memches, a king that was appointed in Edoim, as until then they didn't have a king.